Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel, greeting in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. We're thankful for this great opportunity God's given us, this day God has woke us into, and certainly it's a beautiful day to serve the Lord. And I hope and pray this morning that you're up able, that you're making preparation to enter into His house, to lift up His precious and holy name. And those of you not able today, I pray that something will be said or done through the work of the station here that would help you along the journey. I'm glad this morning God has a means and a method and a way that folks can hear, that we can be strengthened, and that we can be helped today. And I've come to appreciate so much the work that God's people do, the work the station does. And we'd invite you to join us in our service this morning at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. And you're welcome to come by. Our Sunday school's at 10 o'clock. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evening, we have a youth service and an adult Bible study. And we'd invite you to join us. And I'll ask those of you not able that know the worth of prayer, if you would, lift us in your prayers this morning. We need the prayers of one another. We need to help each other as it looks like we're coming down to the close of the journey. And don't know how many days we have left, how many hours we have left today to try to reach our people, but we need to be praying, lifting each other up this morning. Time is surely running out for us. If you would, join us now in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, God, in this hour, Lord, we seek your presence, your leadership, your guidance. Father, we seek this morning your favor. Oh, God, we're so thankful. Hi, Lord, that you've granted to us your mercy and grace. Hi, Lord, we're so thankful today, Father, that you left your precious word. And God, that you sent that comforter to guide us and to teach us, Lord. Father, we're thankful this morning for a plan. Our salvation, God, that's simple, Lord. How that even a child could understand, Father. How, Lord, oh God, we pray this morning that you would help us, God, to deliver your word in such a way, God, that it might help someone, Father, come to that saving knowledge of you this morning. How, Lord, that we might present the simplicity of Christ. How, Father, according to your precious and holy word this morning, Father, we'd ask you again today, Lord, how to bless the churches around and about us, God. How your church this morning, wherever they gather and assemble, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you'd be there in the midst with them. Not only to feed the little flock, but, oh Lord, to draw our lost in, and God, to save them that will believe today. Father, oh God, we ask you this morning how once again to sanction how this little time that you've allotted unto us today. Father, not only this time, but those that will follow after us this morning. Lord, the good station and those that make it possible. Father, we pray this morning that you would bless them today, that are endeavoring to lift up that precious blood-stained banner of Christ. Lord God, we would ask you once again, Father, to send out that convicting spirit, and God, to cause our people to see and understand their need of a Savior this morning. Lord, and then give them the strength, the courage to step out, Father, to commit themselves unto you this morning. Lord, as we come before you in all our weakness and feebleness today, Father, we look to you like David of old, under the hills from whence cometh our help. This morning, oh God, bless them that have lost their loved ones this week. Father, many reports we've heard today, and God, just lift them up and bless them. How, Lord, the little one, God, how with the infection there, how we pray your touch upon her, how, Father, and as the request was made, how, Lord, that her dad, how might come the saving knowledge of you, how, Father, we know this morning, how you're able, how not only to heal to the uttermost, how, but Father, you're able to save to how them that will come and believe this morning. Thank you, Lord, how that you're still how standing with arms outstretched calling today. How, Father, help us now how to glean your field. How, Father, to gather all them that would how this morning come to believe. How, Lord, again, God bless the many on the beds of affliction, Lord, our aging and our elderly today. How, Lord God, and we'd ask you once again how to bless them that serve our country, God. How their little families today. How, Lord God, our nation this morning. How, Father, needs revival. How, God, men have made a mess of it. How, Lord, would you intervene today? How would you send another great awakening? How, God, that we might see many souls saved. How, Father, we might see how your children up and about your business. And, oh, Lord, forgive me. How, where I failed to do as I ought. How, forgive me, Lord. How, where I've just failed you today. How, God, again, now bless. How, the reading. How, Father, the teaching, the preaching. Have your holy word this morning, let it accomplish where until you send it, dear God. How these many favors we ask in the name of Jesus, our holy blessed Savior. Amen and amen. I'm going to read a few verses if I can this morning. How familiar to many, no doubt. I'm the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. I'm the 17th verse, and it came to pass how when Ahab saw Elijah, how that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I am not. I troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. I now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 400, and 50 in the prophets of the groves 400, I which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sinned unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long haul ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And brother, I present to you that question this morning. How long halt ye between two opinions? And brother, if God be God, let us serve him. And brother, if it's in mammon, if it's in some other form, then so be it. I'm brother, but I'm here to declare unto you this morning, on the authority of the holy word of God, there is but one Lord, one faith and one baptism. I'm brother, there is but one way for an individual to be born again, prepared to live in glory. I'm brother, I know this morning men present. I know today, in this age of global knowledge and global communication, I'm brother, we hear this way and that way. I'm brother, the Bible warned us of such things, and it reminds us clearly how there is but one way for a man to reach the kingdom of heaven. I'm brother, it's through and by Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm brother, it's by a accepting and believing. Having him as your own. I'm under the right of road. My beloved is mine and I'm his. Today I possess our salvation, brother, today. He possesses me. I'm glad this morning, God, I made a way. How that men and women, I could be born again. I could accept and believe. Brother, it's not hard. You don't have to follow the teachings of man. You don't have to get into this groove. You don't have to belong to that organization. Brother, listen. You don't have to buy any books. I tell you what, you believe upon the only begotten Son of God. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. Brother, that's what the Bible says. How long I halt ye between two opinions? The Bible is clear this morning. Jesus said we cannot. I serve two masters. For we will despise the one. I ain't cling to the other. I cling to the one. I despise the other. Brother, he said, a house divided, I cannot stand. Brother, right now in this country, we don't have to look far. Brother, we've got a high Congress, a Senate, a House this morning that can't accomplish anything because they're halted between two opinions. Brother, one group wants this, one group wants that. Brother, and the sad truth is, I don't believe very few. I want what's best for our country anymore. Brother, we need revival, a great awakening. God's people to rise up. I am the power and the might. I'm that of the Holy Spirit. We've had enough. Brother, God's give us the authority. God's give us the word. God's give us the power. Brother, I'm worried. I'm concerned. I fear, my friend, that the Lord's return is imminent. Yea, I'm ready. I'm prepared to meet him. Boys, I got some loved ones I want to see again. What's your worry? My worry is this. Too many of you are unprepared to meet God. Too many of my loved ones. Too many of my neighbors. Too many out there this morning are halted between two opinions. Oh yes, I believe in God, but I don't believe the way you believe. Then my friend, how do you believe in God? Because I believe that he is, and beside him there is none other. Brother, I believe, as the word teaches this morning, that there's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. He didn't say, I am a way. He said, I am the way. The one and only singular this morning. Preacher, are you afraid you might offend someone? Brother, time's run out. We can't play games. We've got to tell them. Brother, if you're not born again, you're not going to heaven. Not only will you miss heaven, but there's a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. It will hold you. It is called hell, a place of torments. Oh, preacher, we don't like that. Brother, you ought to despise the thought of it. But it doesn't change it. Without Christ, without being born again, that's exactly where you'll be. And my friend, this morning you have to do absolutely nothing to end up there. All you have to do is continue in your sin and unbelief. I continue this morning to be halted between two opinions. I'd like to go, but my wife, she. My husband, he. The children have this. We better take care of that. Brother, this morning, there's only one thing that matters most. There's only one thing that needs to be on your heart and mind today. I'm that servant, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother, there'll be days to work tomorrow. There'll be days to play ball this week. Brother, this morning, we need to be about the Father's business. How long halt you between two opinions? It's time to awaken from our slumber. It's time this morning to repent. Be born again. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.